When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
On this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown. How were you ambushed?
Let me spill the tea.
If you're out in public, anybody can take your photo.
I feel violated for you.
And the police aren't doing anything wrong. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, honestly.
I don't want to inherit a dime from these people.
You have to disclaim your inheritance.
Family dynamics can be a little complicated.
I'm Byron Brown, the anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hello, everyone. This is Get Judged by Byron Brown. And I'm Byron Brown. And with me, as always, is Donya, the Duchess, taking your calls. We got another great show lined up for you. So let's get at it.
Byron, this next one deals with a traffic stop gone wrong. But I also want to know if he was actually wronged in this situation. So, Joelle, you are on with our attorney, Byron Brown. What's your question?
Hey, y'all. My question is, what rights do I have against suing a production company or police department for filming me without my consent or knowledge and possible endangerment due to not bleeping out my precise and personal information and address?
Please, Joelle, tell me what happened.
Let me spill the tea. Y'all ready? Y'all got some napkins?
I'm ready.
I was driving from picking up my two-piece and a biscuit, and they forgot my honey packet. So, you know, it was already going to be a horrible night. That biscuit was so dry, but I was ambushed and filmed without my knowledge or consent for a popular live streaming cop show that I didn't even know they was doing around here, all because of a headlight being out. I signed nothing, no contract to appear or allow my beautiful image or my seductive voice, child.
I can already tell you are stunning.
Yes, fabulous in every way, period.
So, Joelle, when you say you were ambushed, how were you ambushed?
I thought that it was just a normal traffic stop. So what are you supposed to do when they turn the lights on? You're supposed to pull over and act poised. And what happened was the officer, he was all up in my grill, all up in my space. I could not see that there was a camera filming me the whole time, and I didn't want to be a part of their stuff.
When you were pulled over, were you on private or public property?
I was on a public street. They're trying to say that they can justify filming me without my consent and using my image and my voice for their show.
I'm with you. I'm really curious to hear your take on this, Byron.
Well, we see this a lot nowadays, especially with social media, right? Where people videotape people out in public. This is the thing. Joelle, you're on a public road. You got pulled over by police.
Byron. Wait, do not tell me that he doesn't have a case.
He doesn't have a case.
Are you serious?
Yeah, honestly. If you're out in public, anybody can take your photo. Anyone can shoot a video of you. And you see it all the time nowadays where people, they get angry, just like you, Joelle. And I'm not saying you don't have the right to be angry, but this is the thing. When you're out in public, you've given up any right of privacy you may have because you're out in public.
And they can just use it however they want.
100%.
That is crazy.
During that traffic stop, unless the police officer asked me to stay away, but the police officer can only ask you to stay so far away out of their investigation, I could have videotaped his entire traffic stop.
So with Joelle's specific situation, getting his two-piece and a biscuit where they forgot his honey, they can use his personal information like that, and he can do nothing about it.
Yeah, it's one of the most common things I see nowadays, is because you have everybody exactly like Joelle, right? They feel like their privacy has been invaded because they've been blasted out over the news. And it doesn't matter whether it's the police. It doesn't matter whether it's a production company. It doesn't matter whether it's Mickey Mouse. All that matters is you're out in public. And when you're out in public, you're free for anybody to video or take pictures of you.
And they can put it on TV.
100%. That's what happens with celebrities. Think about celebrities getting their photo taken.
Right. But
normally they're paid for their image.
I feel like celebrities sign up for this. And Joelle, not to say that you are not a celebrity, okay? I feel it already.
Yeah. But you're fabulous.
I just feel like it's a violation.
Oh,
especially,
well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I feel like it's a violation, especially if the police officers are the one pulling you over. 9 times out of 10, nobody's going to want to say, hey, to a police officer, you can't film me.
No, well, and you can say that. It's not going to do you any good because, again, the police aren't doing anything wrong. I mean, this is like black and white. If you're out in public, like if we walk and we walk down the street and some stranger wants to come up and video you walking all the way down the street, he's not doing anything wrong. So let me ask you this, though, Joelle, when you say that they blasted out your personal information, it was because the conversation between you and the police officer was videoed, or did they do something above and beyond that that you find upsetting?
The cameraman started filming the police officer before I even knew I was being pulled over. They were following my car for quite some time. And before I was even pulled over, the officer said, I know where he lives. He's going to 220. And he said my whole address. He almost said it too. And so then he even said the intersection that he predicted that he would get me at because he knew where I lived. When he actually met up with me, I had no idea that he already said my address on a show because I didn't know I was being filmed for one. And so then he said, I know where you go to around town, and started naming all those places off. He said my full name. He knew my occupation. He just blurted out so much information about me. And I just thought that was invasion of all kinds.
I feel violated for you, and there's nothing he can do.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's a news show. And when you're reporting news, and I know you don't think that that's maybe relevant news, but other people do. And the fact that they are reporting news, they have every right to do what they did, Joelle. Again, I'm not saying, you know, ethically or morally. Obviously, it seems like that police officer maybe went the extra mile, but still, they didn't do anything wrong. And if you don't want to be filmed, have two headlights, Joelle. That's my advice. Get that headlight fixed. Thanks a lot for calling in, Joelle. Now it's time for my closing statement. No case.
I don't like that statement. I like Joelle.
I like Joelle too. He had a lot of positive energy, but that's the thing. If you're out in public, you see celebrities face this all the time, right? I mean, I see some of them now wear face masks all the time, or they got those little flashing devices to disrupt the paparazzi from taking good photos. But unfortunately, you're out in public. It's a public space. People can videotape you doing anything. They can take your picture. They can do anything when you're out in public.
That literally makes me sick to my stomach. Like, and I know that this is legal and like what the law is, and the law is the law, Byron Brown.
But this is the one thing about
wrong.
This is the one thing about the law, right? Is before maybe those issues, the privacy issues that we're now dealing with, they weren't really thought out based upon social media and the full-on access that exists now.
Yeah.
So maybe there'll be a time, because obviously, you know what? Maybe someone had it out for Joelle. Luckily, nobody didn't.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this is usually what we see happen, is someone will have their information blasted like that. Unfortunately, something negative will happen to them. And then someone pursues legal action as a result of that. And then that's what changes the law. That's why it's a lot important for everybody.
Yeah.
You stick up for yourself and fight. It's just not everybody has the time and money to do so.
I think it's time for the law to be updated.
It does. It does. Welcome back. Danya, what do we got?
So this next one has to deal with families. Mm. And we know we talked a lot about families together. You're a big family guy. So tell me a little bit about your family for the people at home.
Yeah. The three special ladies in my life. Yeah. My wife and my two daughters. My daughters are 12 and 14. They're full on dance. So my life is full of dance, pink, and getting my nails done. You know, that's the one great thing about being a girl dad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get to do certain things like I would if I had a son, but I get to do even better things. I get to go to get pedicures and manicures with my daughters. We get to go shopping a lot, which has me sitting around a lot, but I'd have it no other way.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're such a good dad, too.
Oh, I appreciate that. That means the world to me.
Oh. Now, this next question has to deal with family dynamics, like I told you. And family dynamics can be a little complicated. So this next caller, Cheryl, is on. Cheryl, you're on with Byron Brown, our anti-lawyer lawyer. What's your question?
Hey, you guys. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I have this wonderful, horrible family. My family has... A healthy inheritance that I'm supposed to get one third of, but the growing up in this family, it was really, really bad. Substance abuse, physical abuse, mental, emotional, I mean, everything. So as an adult, I chose to divorce them. I have no contact with them or my siblings. The will states that when both of my parents are deceased, my mother's already deceased now, that I will inherit a third of their assets. A lot of it is liquid now, but then there are some holdings that will need to be sold. My question is, statement first, I don't want to inherit a dime from these people. To me, it's like blood money.
Yeah, so you have a lot of people who want to make sure they're in the will.
Yeah.
But I understand that background. I really do, yeah. Cheryl. Like that you have this tormented past or this relationship. I have a very strained relationship with my family as well. So I definitely understand your desire. So what you want is most people when they want to maybe get out of will, it's for tax consequences or the like, but you just want to get out of it because you don't want any connection with them is how it sounds. Is that fair?
Exactly. Or if I could just substitute my son who is very close to it.
Now, since that strained relationship, how are you so certain you're still in the will and maybe you haven't been removed from the will already?
Well, when my mom passed away 3 years ago, I was still in the will. I had contact with my younger brother up to that point. And my mother had said I was written out of the will. And I was like, thank you, God. And I think she was just doing that, you know, to be a snot. So my little brother said I was still in the will. It had not changed.
I'm sure this is like what every person at home and viewer is thinking, but it's very rare that somebody like wants to be out of a will, right? Like, is this more of it's a personal thing for you at this point?
Oh, it's extremely personal. I just don't want, I mean, my maiden name is gone. You know what I mean? I don't want any connection to these guys for any reason. And in my family, nothing comes without a cost.
Right. It's one of those relationships. It sounds like if you do this as the daughter, then you get this. It's always a string attached to everything. I'm sorry you're going through that and you've gone through it, but we really appreciate you sharing. What state do you reside in and what state does your father currently reside in?
I am in North Carolina and he is in Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you want to, I know you want to pass this on to your son. Are you the least bit concerned that he's going to have to deal with the things that you don't want to deal with by being a part of this will?
Actually, no. My parents have always been very good to my son. The people that raised me pitifully are not the people he knows. He knows that we are estranged. He doesn't know why. I mean, my son is 34. I mean, he's not completely dumb, but, you know, I just haven't gotten into details with him. I haven't even discussed this with him because I don't want to deal with the family to say, let me out, you know?
So this is the thing you have to do is you have to disclaim your inheritance. So since your father lives in Georgia, you need to disclaim the property with specificity. So you want to make it in writing and write out exactly that you want to disclaim your one third that you're going to be inheriting. Now, this is the kicker on that, though. When you disclaim your property, you disclaim any and all rights that you have. So you can't now dictate that your inheritance would go to your son, unfortunately. If you want it to go for your son, then the only option for you would really just stay in the will. And then once you get that inheritance, pass it on to your son. But if you don't want anything to do with it, you don't want that money to be in your hands at all, then what you need to do is disclaim it. And you're going to want to contact a lawyer in Georgia to make sure that you follow the statutes on this because they're always very specific from state to state. So you want to follow whatever, but it's most likely you're going to have to do it in writing in a time period close in proximity to your father passing. And then you'll want to file it in the county that your father resides in because that will be the county that his will ends up being in probate and the court will deal with it in that regard. But again, I'm really sorry that you went through that. I appreciate you sharing that sensitive topic with us, and I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, I appreciate your time as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You just got judged.
I like that one.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate. Like, family relationships are always tight. They're always complicated. Yeah. They're always different. And it's really unfortunate to hear what she's going through. But yeah. I get it. You don't want any connection to that family, so you want to disclaim your property. Yeah. Interestingly enough, you rarely hear someone trying to get out of someone's will. Especially, it sounds like she was going to come into some sort of a windfall. So that really tells me that that relationship with her parents got ugly.
It was probably really terrible, because I'm sure all the viewers at home are like, why would you ever turn down free money?
Well, and that's what a lot of people are thinking, right? Yeah. Like, hey, take the money, and maybe that's what she does, right? Yeah. You take the money and give it to her son, and then, but it sounds like her son doesn't need it. And if she doesn't want it, it's one of those things that kind of sounds like blood money.
It does, yeah. That's unfortunate. But I hope we helped you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.